Coast Guard Petty Officer Charlie Hengen is a spokesman for District 17. She says Air Station Sitka launched a helicopter around 11:40 p.m. A boat crew from Sitka Mountain Rescue was underway at about the same time.
The Sitka Mountain Rescue boat crew, they actually made it to the Zamovia, and they arrived on scene almost around midnight, and they were able to embark the man. And once he was aboard that vessel, he was treated for just cold weather exposure and then taken to the Sitka Community Hospital.
The Zamovia is owned by 73-year-old Wrangell resident Wayne Doc Davenport, a retired physician and public radio personality. According to family members, Davenport was in good condition early Tuesday. Don Kluding, the captain of Sitka Mountain Rescue, says the Zamovia was hard aground on Kulichkov, known locally as Six Mile Rock, and in serious trouble.
You know, we had rocks on each side and the surf rolling over it. I figured the only possible point which we could pick him off the boat would be the bow. So we maneuvered in, ended up getting a rope over to him, and felt pretty comfortable, you know, about that scenario, because, you know, tried to get him to tie the rope to himself so that if he went overboard or, you know, something like that, that we'd have a point of attachment to him, be able to pull him back in.
Ultimately, that plan failed. Kluding says the line became fouled on the bow of the Zamovia, and his crew was later forced to cut it. The situation was made more difficult because Davenport, the Zamovia's skipper, was unable to comply with the Coast Guard's request to don his survival suit due to the heavy motion of the boat as it was pounded by the surf. He had also entangled his leg in the Zamovia's anchor gear. With the Coast Guard unable to lower a rescue swimmer to the wreck, Kluding says he took advantage of the rising tide to slip his skiff up to the Zamovia.
The two crew members I had on board the vessel with me, you know, Greg Rashik and Tyler Orbison, were able to stand on the bow of our boat and grab the skipper and help, you know, free his leg, and quite literally had to grab him around the chest and pull him off of his boat to get him onto our boat. And once that happened, you know, we backed away immediately. You know, that whole process was kind of challenging in those conditions.
Kluding says the water was about 4 feet deep under his fiberglass skiff as the crew made the rescue. The instability of the Zamovia and all of its rigging made for a few anxious moments. Just last month, Sitka Mountain Rescue paired cell phone technology and technical rope work to locate and recover the body of a hunter who died in a fall on Sitka's Harbor Mountain. Kluding says his team was deployed Monday night to support the Coast Guard, and the situation evolved from there. He says plucking a man off a sinking boat is not something you can really rehearse.
You know, obviously we have our marine safety training and boat operation training that we, you know, we've taken over the years and everything, but scenario like this is, you know, not something that you can really prepare for. I mean, how do you do something like that in a training scenario? It's kind of tough.
Kluding attributes good communication between the Zamovia and the Coast Guard for the success of the rescue, along with some exceptional teamwork. The Coast Guard Marine Safety Detachment in Ketchikan has plans to examine the wreck of the Zamovia, which sank moments after its skipper was rescued. The vessel has a capacity of 1,400 gallons of diesel fuel. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.